if you don't listen to Big Fatty, do give it a listen. You know, I'll be honest. At first, I just didn't get it, as I'm sure a lot of people usually are when they first start. But then you get to it, get into it, and it's just positive, funny stuff. And he's a good person at heart. And I'm so glad that he's my inspiration. Haven't decided what I want him to be yet. I don't know if he wants to be my, I want him to be my internet husband or what, but I do love him and I admire him and thank him for all that he's done for me and other people along the way.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I haven't decided what I want him to be yet.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 882 of the BFO for Friday, the 17th of June, 2011. Y'all, coming up. Coming up on today's. Oh, Big Fatty, there's no time to say it with you.
A little show.
Yeah, Gussie, hi everyone, I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. It is mid-month, here in June. We are over the hump, and y'all, it's going to be an interesting weekend because y'all, Miss Kitty and I are going to be loading up the Ford Explosion around noon today, and we are going over to the Horror Hotel for the weekend, y'all. I can't tell you the last time Miss Kitty was over there. In fact, they'll probably need to see some identification to verify that he is who he says he is. But anyway, y'all, and Granny and Miss Porter are coming over on Saturday, and they've had a change in catering. Personnel, and y'all, we've got to get the catering finalized for the big horror weekend coming up at the last weekend in August. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. But anyway, so y'all, that's what Big Fatty will be doing this weekend, and y'all, plus it is Father's Day this weekend, and y'all, maybe I'll be somebody's daddy. Like y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that you probably don't know who that is. Well, some of you might, but most of you probably don't. Y'all, that is the one and only Timmy Sims. And y'all, maybe I'll be his fatty daddy also, although internet husband sounds good too. But y'all, I tell you what, Big Fatty was on thin ice with Timmy Sims. Earlier today, y'all, he said, and I will not dispute the veracity. I don't know if that is the proper word, but it sounds good. The veracity of his statement. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Big Fatty, we know. Just keep moving. He says, Big Fatty, I tried to play a wedge with friends with you, and you declined me, and I was crushed. Y'all, I never got a request. And y'all, I think I don't know this for sure. This is just pure conjecture. Y'all, it is pure conjecture. Y'all, if I had to guess, I would guess that he is the victim of Peter G. syndrome. Y'all, that is a syndrome that I have named that is named for Peter G. out there in the Oaklands, y'all. And that is when you play words with friends with Big Fatty and you only type in Big Fatty. And you play with somebody on words with friends named Big Fatty. And then you say inappropriate things to them on there thinking it's Big Fatty Online. Because, y'all, on the words with friends, I am Big Fatty Online. Y'all, don't forget the online. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that is a roast beef and American cheese sandwich. Cause y'all, I like the old gal out there in Woodland Hills. I like an American cheese as well. And y'all, that is a roast beef and American cheese sandwich with a spicy brown mustard on a what are those things called? They're called buns, but it's a special bun. It is a a Kaiser roll. Yes, McFuddy, it came to you. We're so proud. We're just so proud. So I had that and some iced tea for lunch today. Y'all, earlier this week, you know, I mentioned that Larry Klein and I went to the Costco. And y'all bought me a new air conditioner. And y'all, what is happening? And I may have touched on part of this, but y'all, the air conditioner in the love chamber, which by the way was used earlier today during a little afternoon delight. Yes, Big Freddy, please move forward. And y'all, it was my new most regular gentleman caller who I hadn't seen in a long time. Cause y'all, he goes through those squirts. Not squirts. He goes through the squirts too. Big Freddy, please, we're eating Cheerios. He goes through the spurts, and oh, poor Big Freddy. But anyway. What was I saying? Oh, the air conditioner. You know, the one in the loft chamber would freeze up on me from time to time. And y'all, it was probably not the most. It probably was not the most energy efficient air conditioner ever. But y'all, the one in the Star Trek plate room was even less energy efficient. And Straight Bob would know that because he stayed in that Star Trek plate room. However, he did not need the air conditioner. He may have needed needed something to filter the stench. But y'all, he came at Grandma. Y'all, anyway. So I had to take out the old air conditioner from the Star Trek plate room. And then I had to move the air conditioner from the loft chamber to the Star Trek plate room and install it in there. And then I had to take the new air conditioner and assemble it and then install it in the loft chamber. And then I had to take the oldest air conditioner that was in the Star Trek plate room and y'all carry it down to the dumpster. And by dumpster, I am not meaning the turlet. But anyway... y'all, and quite frankly, Larry Klein had to help me carry the damn air conditioner up from the car and help me put it in the car and everything. But y'all, I was able to do all that other stuff all by myself. Y'all, I was so proud. And quite frankly, Larry Klein was absolutely amazed that I was able to do that all by myself. Because, you know, sometimes the elderly, they need help. But y'all, I'm telling you, I was sweating like a pig. And y'all, I got a little scratch on my forearm. And when I went to the dermatologist, she goes, "What happened there, Big Fatty?" And I told her. And she was very proud of me also. But y'all, the thing that I meant to mention while we were out there at the Costco, y'all, we went and got gas. Big Fatty, you have gas. You don't need to get any more. We went and got petroleum. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. It was $3.39 a gallon. I could not believe it. And y'all, I put that out on the 20. Oh, poor Big Fatty. The 20, and y'all, it was everybody. Oh, that's lovely, Big Fatty. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. So anyway, I think it was just lovely. Now, y'all, a couple other things I want to catch up on. Y'all, I went to the Brugger's, and y'all, what's making me think of this is Miss Lauren. Because y'all, she loves the Brugger's bagels special pricing on Wednesdays, but y'all, she's not. I don't believe she lives near Abruga's, so y'all, she was missing out. But Miss Lauren, there's good news and bad news. They still have the special pricing on Wednesdays. However, it's now a dozen bagels for $6.49 instead of $5.99. But y'all, believe it or not, I still had a little bit of money left on that Bruga's gift card that Moose P had sent to me. Y'all, I don't even remember what he sent it to me for, but because he's Moose P and he's lovely. But so I finished it up and then paid the difference. But y'all, you know, you get the baker's dozen. That's what I'm trying to say. At the Bruga's, but it was $6.49. And anyway, now y'all. And we also want to send out a big old hug to Miss Lala. Lauren, because y'all, she received a bit of bad news on Thursday, y'all. Her position was eliminated, so she is she is looking for work. And y'all, so if you need the best graphic artist and Photoshop touch-up person, or Big Freddy, you need a good Photoshop touch-up person, that's for sure. Y'all, Miss Lauren is at the ready. She is at the ready. And y'all, speaking of Photoshop touch-up people, y'all, I have been corrected. Big Fatty is in error. And y'all, I don't have any kind of fancy music saying the Big Fatty fucked it up. But y'all, Big Fatty fucked it up. Because y'all, when I went over to that Kim Beaver's Lodge, and y'all, I told you that Big Fatty was over there in his corset and his leggings and everything. Y'all, Miss Beaver says, no, Big Fatty, go back and look again. That is Guru Nudie. And y'all, so I'm back over here right now, and I'm zooming in. And y'all, okay, if you say that's Guru Nudie, that's fine. Guru Nudie, is that you? It's hard for me to tell, but y'all, on a cursory glance... On a cursory glance, Big Fatty would have guessed that was him. But, you know, all I've got to say is if that's Guru Nudie, then he is a good-looking man. That's all I'm going to say. That is all I'm going to say about that. But anyway, Guru Nudie, you look lovely. You look lovely in your... Oh, wait a minute now. Now Guru Nudie has posted over there, he says, as Big Fatty would say, dear Gussie, a lofty goal has been reached to be spoofed on the Kim Beaver's Lodge. And so anyway, okay, I will not question Miss Beaver's veracity. Y'all, again, I don't have any idea if that is the correct word or not. But y'all, please, sometime today, use the word veracity. Like, y'all, it's kind of like a short and firm of Vera's ass is as big as a city. Veracity. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Y'all, I received a direct twitty from the old gal. Oh, dear gosh, did you put the sauce on the TGI Friday wings? Did you prepare them? Did you cook them long enough? You know, she's all worried that she recommended something and I didn't enjoy them as much as she did. But y'all, it doesn't matter. Y'all, if we all ate the same thing, there would only be one thing in the green grocer. And y'all, I guarantee it wouldn't be green. But y'all, but she was all worried. But y'all, I got lots of comments from people saying, oh, I remember the TV dinners and the aluminum trays. And, oh, that's a good memory. And that y'all, speaking to Straight Bob, he would say that he would sit down and watch the wonderful world of Disney and eat his TV dinner from that aluminum tray. And, y'all, he didn't do such a thing because it wasn't called the wonderful world of Disney. It was called the wonderful world of color. So, but he was close, y'all, but you know he's straight. So we're gonna give him a pass on that. I will not question his veracity. Anyway, y'all, speaking of veracity, there's some sort of wiener resigning or something. I don't know what that means. But anyway, y'all, let's see, what else have I got here on the list? Y'all remember when I had the problem with the one channel on the TiVo, on the TiVo machine that wouldn't come in? And y'all, it was the one that the Braves baseball had the HD service on. And y'all, it was the Fox Sports Carolinas. And y'all, it would just say, oh, no. And y'all, you know, I went through the whole thing with the Comcast, and I had to unplug the TiVo, and it had to, you know, they would send out the pulse, and the guy was just very, very helpful. But y'all, he eventually had to send out a technical representative. And y'all, and you know, the technical representative came out, and then he couldn't get it to work either. And then all of a sudden, it just popped on. No, we didn't know why it just popped on. Well, y'all, anyway, I don't know that I've mentioned this part, but after he left, I came home from work that day, and y'all, it wouldn't work again. And I'm just like, you know, I really don't want to go through all this other stuff, you know, and have to go through that whole process again and all this. So, y'all, I said, I'll just wait. Because, y'all, you know, I had all the travel coming up and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, so, y'all, you know, and I check it every now and then. And, no, Big Freddy, you cannot watch this channel. And then, y'all, last night, I was checking it, and it started working. Well, there's no explanation. I did not do a damn thing. I did not do a damn thing but go to the channel, and y'all, it's working like a clockwork. And y'all, I will not question the veracity of of Comcast, because y'all, I don't know what I don't know if they're trying to fuck with Big Fatty or whatever. But anyway, y'all, but y'all, it's working. And of course, last night I went over there to watch the Braves game, and there wasn't one on. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just don't know. Now, y'all, I went out, and I got a $50 gas card to stick inside my Father's Day card, which I placed into the United States Postal Service on Thursday. And, y'all, hopefully it'll make it over to Hatlanta to arrive in time. And y'all, there were several people on the Twitter that were, oh, I don't know what to send as a Father's Day gift. And I suggested the lottery tickets. And y'all, you would have thought I would have suggested a bag of horse shit. But y'all, Big Fatty likes those, and you know, so I suggested it. You know, you could also send a pizza pie. You know, just call up the pizza pie place where your father lives. Oh, dang, I see. And send over his favorite pizza pie, and just, you know, prepay for it. And you know, all of a sudden the doorbell rings, and there's a pizza pie there. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope that if you are so inclined to pick up the phone and call your daddy or your pappy or your poo-paw or your whatever, or the male figure in your life, or someone who you wish was your daddy, then y'all, please do that. and have a lovely weekend. And y'all, I will be back here on Monday. And y'all, when I get back on Monday, perhaps Timmy Sims.
Haven't decided what I want him to be yet.
Well, maybe by Monday he will have decided that, Big Freddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.